The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Enoch Burke has once again been released from Mountjoy Prison following an order from a High Court judge. Earlier, Burke had been in jail since last November for breaches of a court order directing him not to trespass at Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath, where he once worked as a teacher. But this is certainly not the end of the story. For more on this, Newstalk's Courts correspondent Frank Graney joins me now. Frank, you're welcome to the programme. So who ordered his release today and on what stated grounds?
Mr. Justice Brian Cregan is the High Court judge that has been dealing with this case more recently. Plenty of his colleagues have dealt with this case over the years, and he's not the first person to have ordered the imprisonment of Enoch Burke for continuing to show up at Wilson's Hospital School in a defiance of a court order that has been in place for some time now. This took everybody by surprise, including, I suspect, Enoch Burke. The case was listed for mention before Mr. Justice Cregan today. And just in terms of background, it might be helpful just really briefly to explain where this all arose from, because Enoch Burke has been dismissed, as we all know, from his teaching role at Wilson's Hospital School. He claims it's because of his views on transgenderism. The school says that he was dismissed for gross misconduct. And he has appealed at that decision with an internal mechanism. So there was a disciplinary appeals panel that met in Athlone a number of weeks ago now, and he was unhappy with how that hearing was conducted, particularly in relation to cross-examination of certain witnesses. So he was allowed to bring a legal action, and that essentially put a halt to the panel meeting again, having any further hearings and certainly delivering any sort of a decision. And today what Mr. Justice Brian Cregan did was he felt that it was in the interests of justice that Enoch Burke be released from Mountjoy Prison so that he can prepare properly for that appeal against the disciplinary appeals panel. As to how long his newfound release and freedom will last, I expect we could be talking about this again tomorrow evening, because Enoch Burke has already indicated his intention to show up at the school tomorrow. In response to Mr. Justice Cregan's decision to release him today, Enoch Burke said that he wants to put it on record that he didn't find it in the slightest bit credible that the court was releasing him for the reasons as stated. He said that he has prepared for and won cases while in prison, so he felt he didn't need to be released to prepare for this particular case. He said it was a case that a child could deal with. The judge insisted that he had made the decision in good faith. He said that he had read the legal papers, his submissions. He felt that he had raised substantive issues and some credible points, and he noted that he had no legal representation. So the judge felt that he was somewhat hamstrung in preparing for his case from prison. But Enoch Burke certainly didn't share that sentiment. And you got the sense, just from listening to his submissions to the court today, you got the sense that maybe Enoch Burke didn't want to leave Mountjoy Prison today. But he certainly has. As to the question as to, I suppose, how long he will remain outside of prison is in very much in his hands.
So he spoke, Enoch Burke, outside of Mountjoy Prison today. Did he indicate that he will be returning to Wilson School tomorrow and therefore will find himself back in court and perhaps back in Mountjoy again?
Yeah, I mean, he has since left Mountjoy Prison. He, I suppose, we're all very familiar to seeing the tailored suits and the long winter coats that that he wears to court on a regular basis. Over the past few years, he was dressed in far more casual clothing as he left Mountjoy Prison today, and he did address the media and indicated very strongly that he will be showing up to Wilson's Hospital School tomorrow. And he gave that indication to Mr. Justice Cregan today as well. He appeared in the court, not in person, via video link from Mountjoy Prison. And he left the judge in absolutely no uncertain terms that he will be returning to court tomorrow, because he feels that he is still employed by the school, that he has a duty to be there while he is employed by the school, to teach at the school. The judge probed further, asked him on a number of occasions if he intended to show up at the school, and Enoch replied, "It's a school day. I've always done my duty." So, I mean, all signs would point to Enoch Burke showing up at the school, but the judge was minded and at pains to point out that that court order remains in place. He is not legally allowed on the grounds. It is trespass if he shows up at the school again. And he told lawyers on behalf of Wilson's Hospital School that if Enoch Burke does show up at the school gates again tomorrow and on school grounds, that they should come back into court straight away. And
the hokey-cokey continues again.
Back to prison. You said it. Yeah, it really is a never-ending saga. And of course, Enoch Burke will make the argument that he feels that he has been imprisoned because of his views on transgenderism, when that absolutely isn't the case. And he's been told on numerous occasions by judges and people in authority that he is in court, or he is in prison, for contempt of court. No other reason.
All right. Well, we might be speaking to you again then tomorrow, as we assume, as you say, that he will reappear at Wilson Hospital tomorrow. We will keep you up to date on that. News Talk's courts correspondent, Frank Graney. Thanks as always.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.